There is a new music business for the 21st century. And now is the best time ever to be in the music business. Because in the new music business, the artist is in charge. My name's Rick Barker, and I've been blessed to make a living in the music business now for almost 30 years. I'm a manager, author, speaker. Many know me as the manager who launched the career of Taylor Swift. But what I'm most proud of are the hundreds of artists from around the world that I manage daily and help navigate this crazy business. This podcast is designed to keep you up to date with the changes and give you the mindset, tools, and the resources that you need to succeed.
Helping you navigate the music industry, here's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Podcast.
In this episode of the podcast, I want to talk to you about lessons learned coming off of the 2, Club X cruise. So first off, what the heck is the 2, Club X cruise? It's part of the coaching program that I'm involved with in ClickFunnels. What a lot of you are aware, if you've been with me for a long time, or if you haven't been with me for a long time, you'll become aware of it right now. First off, let me apologize for being congested. We were out at sea for 7 days, and the lady kept saying, washy, 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 washy. Well, I guess I ended up catching something, but oh well. I feel fine, sound a little congested, but now back to my regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress, and the story that I was telling. So every year, I get coaching. I spend probably the same amount that most people are paying for a good year of college. I'll spend anywhere between $30,000 to $40,000 on my coaching and continuing education. That's what I need to stay on top of what's happening in the digital world. ClickFunnels, in my opinion, is the best. And all year we're working with our coaches and we're seeing our fellow I don't want to say classmates, but the people that we're involved with on computer screens. This is a chance for us to get together. So we did this great Royal Caribbean cruise. We went to Haiti, Puerto Rico, St. Martin, and then we came back. And what I want to bring to you is the lessons that were learned. So every day we have masterminds where people are speaking, sharing on specific topics. And a lot of what is being shared in my world, almost 100% of it, quite honestly, should be applied to your music business or whatever business that you have. If I always say, whenever I'm on a stage speaking, I'll walk out and I'll raise my hand and I'll say, repeat after me. I am a digital marketer. The world is online. In order for us to be able to compete, we need to be able to compete online. So every day people are sharing a lot of what was being shared. So it's something that's out there and I don't think it's ever stopped is the story. There's got to be a story. Something has to make you stand out. But Daniel Den, and I'll tag him in the show notes so you can find him, he started talking a lot about quality is not a differentiator, okay? People expect your music to be good. People expect my programs to be good. What is it that's going to make you different? And he did the greatest demonstration. So he also creates balloon art. So as he's on sharing with us and he's doing this balloon art and we're watching him do this stuff and he's doing some really cool stuff, he says, in the balloon art world, everyone is expected to be able to make a poodle. So he makes the poodle dog and he shows it to everyone. But he said, so what makes me different? So he stands up on this chair, which with a rocking ship is really hard to do in the first place. So he stands up on this chair, he turns himself around, and he makes that same exact poodle, but he does it behind his back without looking. That's what made him different. Same poodle, same color balloon, same end result. It was what took place in the process that made him stand out. So think about that with your music. There's no shortage of people putting out music. If you're listening to me because you're an entrepreneur, there's no shortage of people that are putting out courses. There's no shortage of coaches. There's no shortage of anything right now. But what stands out is when it's different. Is when you can look across a line of people and you can see the one that just gets your attention. So what are you doing to make yourself stand out? Because like he says, the human mind is addicted to novelty. I'll repeat that. The human mind is addicted to novelty. Sometimes being different is better because quality is expected. So that was one of the things that I took from Daniel. Let me look through here. Dave Lynn, find and embrace the small problem. Use current small problem to fix big problem. So I'm just looking through my book. I'm just flipping through the book. Wow. Let me see who said this. I don't know who said it. Okay. Charge the worth, not your worth. So think about if you're trying to book gigs. Charge the worth. We want what we want. But we need to be able sometimes to look at what the market will allow us to have. Okay, let's see what else I got in here. People have enough stuff. They want experiences. There's no shortage of musicians trying to get their attention. That's why with what Don Beyer does with Facebook Lives, what people are doing with Instagram Lives, house concerts, you know, private Facebook communities and things like that. People have enough stuff. They want experiences. Are you offering amazing experiences or just quality? And I love this one. Have you built a brand that adds value or simply blends in? When you're an artist and you've got a community of people that are reaching out, that are leaving messages on your social media platforms, and you're just letting them sit there and do nothing, you're leaving the opportunity to create an amazing relationship. One of the things that I started doing was I started, messaging back people on Instagram. Whenever they follow, I'll just sit down, I'll take a handful of them. I can't do it to everyone. There's just not enough time in the day, but I'll look and see what's going on, and I'll see what they're doing, and I'll go in and I'll follow them back, and I'll hit on message, and I'll send a video message. That makes me stand out. That makes me different. What can you do to stand out and be different? I want to read that one more time. That was powerful. That was powerful. Here we go. Where was it at? Let me flip through the book here. Have you built, are you offering amazing experiences or just quality? And have you built a brand that adds value or simply blends in? Those are just a couple of the lessons learned from the Two Comma Club cruise. Super excited to be a part of that community. Super excited. Like I said, I'll talk more about Daniel in the show notes. I'll make sure that you have a way to find him. He's absolutely brilliant. And go out and make a difference today. Don't blend in. Go out and be different. That's what will make you stand out.
If you are ready to take your music business to the next level and could use my help, head over to my website, rickbarker.com, for free resources, including a copy of my book, The $150,000 Music Degree. Now, if you think having a manager would help you at this stage in your career, make sure to take the free manager assessment while you're there. You'll also find past episodes of this podcast and all references mentioned in today's show. If you found this podcast helpful, make sure to subscribe and leave a review at iTunes. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Music Industry Blueprint podcast with Rick Barker. You can follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Barker Music. And remember, you don't drown by falling into the water, you drown by staying there.